Come in.
Band manager Mertz reporting, sir.
Hi, Brett.
Hi. And here's your mail.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, this'll make Lucy happy.
What is it?
An invitation to the most famous spring fashion show in Paris, Jacques Marcel's.
Jacques Marcel, the big dress designer?
Yeah, oh, this was hard to get. I had to pull a few strings.
I'd like to pull a string around your neck.
Why, what's the matter?
What are you letting me in for? Do you know what that guy charges for his clothes?
Oh, Fred, they just want to go there so they can say that they've been there. They don't want to buy anything. They just want to look.
Look. Turning our wives loose in that place is like taking two mice on a tour through a cheese factory.
No, Fred, I don't think...
Oh, now, listen. I met a guy yesterday from St. Petersburg, Florida, down at the American Express office.
Yeah?
His wife went to one of those showings. He ended up shelling out 500 clams for one dress.
500?
That's just the start. Where they finish, nobody knows.
Well, gee, Fred, I don't want to break my promise.
Well, if you don't, the promise will break you.
Well, I do want to make Lucy happy.
Well.
And if she goes to this place and she's not able to buy a dress, she will feel miserable. So if I don't show her this invitation, I will actually be sparing her all of that misery. I'll be doing her a favor.
You know, it's wonderful the way you're always thinking of Lucy.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Husband's Union.
Thank you, brother. I lost my head there for a minute, old man.
Yes, yeah. You did. She's at the mice.
Well, where you been all day?
Shopping on the Champs-Élysées.
One at night.
Fred? Look at the bag I bought, and it only cost 1,000 francs.
1,000 francs?
Relax, that's $2.85.
I keep forgetting.
Honey, what did you buy?
Oh, a toy for little Ricky and some perfume for Mrs. Trumbull.
Well, that bottle must be leaking. I smell perfume.
Oh, no, dear, that's on me. The sales lady said that after one good whiff of this perfume, you'd burst into flame. Take a whiff.
Pow, wow!
I'm wearing some of that potent perfume, too, Freddy. Well?
Nice try.
Oh, I could have done better with a book of wet matches.
Oh, darn it, it isn't here. It should have been here by now.
What's that?
Our invitation to Jacques Marcel's fashion show.
Oh, the invitation. Yeah, well, you know, I forgot to tell you. I tried to get one, but they're very hard to get. Only the, you know, the fashion designers and the buyers, that's all they get them.
Oh, darn it.
I really wanted to go to that.
Tell me, guys, it's probably our last chance to see a big show, too.
Maybe some other time.
Hello? Yes, it's Mrs. Ricardo. Oh? Jacques Marcel's secretary? Yes? Oh. No, we didn't. Well, of course we'll be there. Tomorrow at 2. Thank you. Goodbye. We're invited to the fashion show.
Gee, I wonder why we didn't get our invitation.
I have a feeling we did. Ricky, where is the invitation?
The invitation?
The invitation to the fashion show. Where is it?
Honey, I don't... By George, it did come in the mail. How do you like that?
You lied to me. You said this didn't come.
No, I did not. I said they were hard to get.
It's my own fault. He's beginning to think like me.
Promise me,
you only going there to look.
I'm disappointed in you. You don't trust me. I told you I was only going to go there to look.
Ethel, need I say that the same goes for you?
You need not, Diamond Jim Mertz.
What are you going to wear, honey?
My brown jacket.
I think I'll wear my gray, the one with the skirt.
Oh, I have one on. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Oh, you ever see such clothes in your life?
Oh, Lucy, weren't they dreamy?
That blue satin sheet was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Something like that, just once.
Well, I'm not sure that I'd be able to.
How about that wedding dress?
Oh, bonjour, madame. Entrez, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, thank you.
Merci.
Oh, merci.
That's
merci.
All hand embroidery on that wedding
dress,
you
wasn't
know.
That
thousands
beautiful?
And thousands of little tights. There'll be four of us.
Oh, my.
What dresses, what dresses.
Gee, I can hardly wait for the fellas to get here. What are you going to have?
A Jacques Marcel dress.
Oh, Lucy.
I've just got to have one. I'm going to get one if it's the last thing I do.
Well, it will be.
Oh, here come the fellas.
Hi.
Hi there.
Oh, it
you
was
having a good time?
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Ricky was the most beautiful.
Just magnificent
thing.
Clothes, most gorgeous well, clothes I've ever seen in my whole
well,
life.
Well, I'm glad you went and got a good look and got it out of your system.
Ricky?
No.
No what?
I'm not going to buy you a Jacques Marcel dress.
That is not what I was going to ask.
Honey, I know you pretty well.
You know me well enough to know that I'm going to pester you for that dress till the end of my days.
And do you know me well enough to know that if you do, the end might come sooner than you expect?
You never buy me anything.
What do you mean I never buy you anything? How about that Dunlopper original I bought you in Hollywood?
The Dunlopper original. That old thing.
When I bought you that dress, you promised me that you will never ask me for another expensive dress as long as you live.
Oh, I couldn't have said a thing like that. You must be thinking about one of your other wives.
Ethel, I'll leave it up to you. Does that sound like something I'd say?
I pass.
You see, what do you mean, you pass?
I'd like to read something to you. February 28, 1955. If Ricky buys me a Dunlopper original, I will never ask him for another expensive dress as long as I live. Signed, Lucy Ricardo.
Let me see that. Obviously a forgery.
It won't help you. I had a photo started.
Oh.
Now, honey, why don't you be a good girl? You don't hear Ethel asking Fred to buy her a new dress.
I'll be lucky if he buys me my lunch.
Look, Lucy, there's one of the models from the show.
Oh,
yes. Oh.
What was that?
That's one of the outfits she wore in the show.
She's too late for Halloween.
Yeah, and she's too early for April Fool.
Oh, Fred, honestly, now that was really a beautiful outfit. You just... Here comes another one. This is one older you in the show. And that hat will be something.
Did you ever see anything like that in your life?
Absolutely out of this world.
That explains it. They're from Mars.
You just don't appreciate high fashion.
High fashion? That looks like it was made out of a potato sack.
Oh, Ricky,
just
well,
ignore them.
Just
to...
ignore them. Here, oh, this is the one I like.
Oh, I love this.
I really love this.
Ethel, did you leave our hotel room unlocked?
No, why?
She's got on my old flannel bathrobe.
Oh.
Forget about the fashion show. Let's have some lunch.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
I am going on a hunger strike.
Oh, no.
Until you buy me a Jacques Marcel dress, no food will pass my lips.
Oh, Lucy, don't you think that's carrying
things? Leave her alone. If that's what she wants to do, it's all right with me.
Yeah, that hunger strike's a good idea. Ethel, why don't you...
Oh, shut up.
It won't last very long,
well,
anyway.
You just wait and see. Until you put a Jacques Marcel dress on my back, I will put not a bite in my stomach.
Okay.
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 Here we are, Rick. What you want?
Oh, listen. I got a plan. I think I know how to break Lucy's hunger strike.
Oh, good. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm ordering some lunch. Sent up here, see? Yeah. And we're all going to eat it right in front of her.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. What'd you order?
Ethel, we just ate. How can you eat again?
There is no sacrifice I wouldn't make for my friend Lucy. What'd you order?
Well, all kinds of pasty-looking stuff, you know. I'll bet you that this'll weaken her. Yeah. You know, she's been on this strike for 3 whole days. Maybe. I don't know how she can stand it.
Maybe she's sneaking food in on you.
No, no, no. The clerk told me that she hasn't let the room or had anything sent up.
Holy cats.
If this doesn't work, I don't know what else I can do.
I do.
No. I'm not going to buy her Jack Marcel's dress.
No.
By now, it's the principle of the thing.
And $500 is a lot of principle.
Now, will you help me?
Sure.
Okay.
Lucy! Come out here, honey. The Mercies are here. Come on, sweetheart. Honey, I ordered some lunch for all of us.
Not for me. I'm staying on my hunger strike.
Oh.
Now, honey, you gotta eat something. You can't go on like this.
No, no, I'm fine.
Oh, Lucy, no dress is worth all of this.
Don't worry about me. Somehow food doesn't mean a thing to me anymore. Oh, food.
Oh, honey.
Here's the lunch. Come on, everybody. Let's eat. Sit down, Ethel.
Okay.
I had a beautiful lunch sent
up. Oh,
fine. Come right in. Look at
that. Oh, Ricky,
isn't that gorgeous?
Wonderful.
Check, please.
Oh, boy, look at that food.
Everybody, dig right in there. Just dig right in. Huh? Mmm.
Mmm, boy.
Mmm. Delicious.
Mmm. Boy, that's good.
Mmm. Honey, look. Mmm. Steak. French fried potatoes. Broccoli and hollandaise sauce. Isn't that gorgeous? Mmm. Look at this, honey. Bread. And look at that butter. Lots of butter with the bread. Isn't that nice? Look, baby. Look at this wonderful shrimp salad. You ever seen anything so beautiful in your life? Mmm. Eh? Look, look, honey, look. Look at that French pastry. Eh? Isn't that pretty? Isn't that pretty? Eh? Doesn't it all taste and smell good?
Come on, Lucy, sit down and dig into this.
Come on, baby. Here, look, look, nice piece of meat. Look at that.
No, no.
Now, honey, you gotta eat something.
No.
If you don't, I'll force it.
You can't force me.
We'll wait and see. Nice sandwich, you wouldn't say. Chili. Look at this beautiful sandwich. Here.
No.
Lucy?
Mm.
Lucy?
Mm.
Open your mouth. Mm. Open your mouth. I'll make you open your mouth.
Mm.
You gotta breathe. Sometime you gotta open your mouth. You're going to explode. Open your mouth. Come on. Come on. Lucy? Lucy! Well, I don't know what else I can do.
You can buy me that dress.
I will not.
All right, then, I'll starve.
Okay, then, starve. Come on, Fred, I gotta rehearse.
Okay.
Never leave.
Oh, so that's where you've been keeping it.
At 23 baloney. 5 shockey.
Well, we're getting a little low on lettuce. You better put down your shopping list.
Okay. Let's see now. Mustard.
Mustard?
Mustard, mustard, mustard. Have to have mustard on a sandwich.
Oh, boy, hurry up. Take a bite.
Mm.
Good, huh?
Mm.
Wonderful.
Oh, Lucy, that was a regular Academy Award performance you gave in front of Ricky and Fred. You even had me believing you were starving.
Thank you.
Now then, what do you want me to bring you for dinner tonight?
Oh, I don't know. I'm kind of sick of sandwiches.
I'll bet. How about a nice roast chicken?
Hey, that sounds good.
All righty. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I gotta cut down. If I stay on this hunger strike much longer, I'll be as fat as a pig.
Chicken.
Oh, wonderful.
I would have gotten you a great big one, but it wouldn't fit in my camera bag.
Oh, that's all. Oh, this is a beauty.
Oh. I don't know what's going to happen to you if you don't eat.
Hi.
Honey? You win. I couldn't stand to see you suffer anymore. So I bought you a Jack Marcel dress.
Oh, honey, oh, darling. You made me the happiest starving woman in France.
Well, honey, I think it's a great tribute to your willpower.
Oh, thank you.
Here, you're too weak. I'll help you open it.
Oh, no, that's all right. I'll open it. I feel my strength coming back already. I can hardly wait to try it on.
Well, listen, let's go and eat something, and then you can try it on.
Oh, no, I want to try it on first, and then we'll eat.
You do? You want to try it on first?
Yeah.
Well, all right. We'll try it on. Oh, I'll take a picture of you, eh?
Oh, no, I'll let's go eat.
No, honey,
before I try it on, we'll go.
What kind of a camera is this?
It's a whale.
It looks like a roast chicken.
It's a 3D picture of a roast chicken. See the depth? It looks almost real, doesn't it?
Lucy, you've been sneaking food in here all this time.
Yeah, and I know who was Mother's little big fat helper.
Oh. Okay, that dress is going right back.
Well, no, it is not.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No, Lucy, I got it. I'll take it. Oh, no, catch it.
Nice of Marcel, you know. Yeah. He didn't really have to give him my money back.
Well, listen, at those prices, I could afford to be a good egg, too.
Yeah, but usually you buy something, you know, and you're stuck. You know?
Yes, I guess you're.
Oh, bonjour, monsieur.
Bonjour.
Comment ça va?
Hi.
Two coffees, please. Nice.
Two coffees.
Well, I can't get over that, Lucy. I sure like to get even with her.
Well, you just did.
That's not enough.
Oh, come. Don't be bitter.
Now, that one had to be made out of a potato sack.
Yeah, and some of the potatoes are still in it.
Hey, you know, Fred, that gives me an idea.
Well, what is it? What do you mean?
I think I know a way how to get even with Lucy. And at the same time, show her how silly this high-fashion stuff is.
Well, let's hear it.
You know that little tailor across the hotel?
You mean where we had the band uniforms cleaned?
Right. Yeah. Now, suppose I make a deal with this guy to make me a completely crazy dress out of a real potato sack. And then I get a Jack Marcel label and put it on it. You think that Lucy would?
Of course she would. Only make a 2 potato sacks. For a couple of extra bucks, I'd like to have Ethelwell dressed, too.
Oh, wait a minute. We need hats.
Hat?
Yeah, what about hats? What can we do with that?
Hey, wait a minute, will you? How do I look?
Simply stunning.
Thank you. There's another one down there right like it.
Fred, please. Lucy wouldn't be caught dead wearing the same bucket.
Well, I should
Hey, look.
Where?
That would make a wonderful hat. Right across the street.
All I see over there is a horse.
That's right. If he doesn't mind giving up his feedback.
Oh, honey, so you have to go home without a Jacques Marcel dress. You've been moping about it for 2 days.
I haven't even started to mope. I intend to mope all the way across Europe. I will be the mopiest mopier. What's that?
Well, honey, the other day when you called me an Indian giver, it got me. Right here. So, I bought you a whole new outfit.
Oh, honey.
Here, Ethel. I'm no packer. Here's an outfit for you, too.
For me?
Yes,
Jacques Marcel. Yes. Fred, are you all right?
I'm fine.
Are you getting fever?
No
fever.
I'm trying to show you what I
do. Oh, Fred. Oh, my. I'm so glad you went on a hunger. Oh, Fred, I get it.
Oh, isn't it lovely? I didn't see anything like this in the show.
I didn't either.
Of course not. These are later than the show. These are next year's fashions.
Well, you're the only two women in the world who have these.
No,
that's right, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Gee, that's unusual fabric.
Well, leave it to Jacques. What an inspired use of burlap.
Is that clever of him?
Yeah. Oh, come on, Ethel, let's try him on.
Don't forget your hat.
Welcome.
How do I look?
Ethel, you never look better in your life.
I were certainly attracting attention. Do you think maybe these outfits are a little too extreme?
No, honey, on you it looks great.
I never wore burlap before.
Honey, but you were made for it.
Oh, Ethel, look, there's Jacques Marcel. Staring at us?
Yes.
At why? Yes. I hope he thinks we're doing the clothes justice.
Yes. Oh, that hat on you.
You like it?
Yes.
I'm so thrilled. Oh, they really look lovely, don't they? You know, I think I'll go after him and thank him for letting us scoop the fashion world.
I think we should.
Well, I
why not? I think it's a very nice gesture.
Oh, I think we should.
Yeah, I know, but...
Thank you for letting us be a few months ahead.
I
love you.
I wouldn't do it if I were you.
What do you like? What do you like?
I don't see anything funny.
Oh, you fell for this just like I fell for that hunger strike.
What?
I had a little tailor made those dresses out of real potato sacks.
Jean-Marcel didn't make
no, a little tailor made potato sacks.
You think that's funny?
Oh, yes.
I
borrowed
funny.
That from a horse, the feedback.
Oh.
They look lovely. I think it was very cute.
Oh, very cute.
I think so.
She's never looked pretty.
I see. Not till after 2 o'clock. All right, thank you very much. They're having a private showing. Nobody can get in there till after 2 o'clock.
Well, don't you think you're getting away with a thing? We're going to the restaurant next door, and on the stroke of 2, you are going up to Jacques Marcel's and buy me the dress I want, no matter what it costs.
All right, all right.
All right.
And don't try to get out of your bargain.
I won't. And Ricky, you got to pay for half of Ethel's dress for getting me into this. I told you we shouldn't have taken these girls over there.
All right, already I said I'd do it. Come on. I wish I never heard of Jack Marcel.
Well, I'll bet you're humiliating us that way in a public place. I never heard of anybody doing anything quite like that.
Come on, let's go.
All right, well, we're going to get
sometimes I wish I never left Cuba.
Thank you, thanks, Michelle.
Oh, that was good coffee, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Lucy, look.
What?
There's Jacques Marcel. And his models.
Well, I'll be.
How do you like that? That crook stole our stuff. Well, girls, now we don't have to buy any dresses. You have the originals. What's the matter?
We burned them.
Oh, no!
John Blyper. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at the same time.